Kokomo auto workers braces for UAW strike. Global auto at stake. A sense of uncertainty prevails in Kokomo as the city's auto workers gear up for a probable strike initiated by the United Auto Workers, UAW, union against the triumvirate of automakers, Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis, should labor negotiations remain unresolved by 11:59 p.m. on Thursday. The impending strike would lead to over 150,000 auto workers abandoning their jobs, encompassing approximately 6,000 Stellantis employees stationed in Kokomo. UAW Local 1166, the representative body for more than 1,000 workers employed at the Kokomo casting plant, is at the epicenter of the disagreement. The plant is responsible for producing integral parts for Dodge, Ram, Jeep, and Chrysler vehicles. Dave Willis, president of Local 1166, expressed his disappointment with the treatment of Kokomo's employees by Stellantis. "It's hard to know that I have people in my plant that can't get what they need," Willis remarked. "Some of them are even working second jobs. These are some of the best blue-collar jobs in the world, and they have to work second jobs to make ends meet and raise a family." Demands and ramifications. UAW President Sean Fain, originally from Kokomo and a former member of Local 1166, has advocated for a 40% salary increment for union members spread over 4 years, enhanced retirement perks, including pension and retiree health care, and a shift to a 32-hour workweek. "It's harder and harder to see a future for ourselves in this economy," Fain articulated during a Facebook Live session on UAW's social media page this week. Auto workers have been on the front lines of that. Willis is optimistic that the forthcoming agreement will eradicate tiered salaries, which he perceives as unjust for his union members. "In my plant, you have two diecasters. One makes $30 an hour and the other makes $15 an hour," Willis stated. "That's not right in anyone's book." Probable repercussions. Besides the Kokomo casting plant, a cessation of work would also disrupt operations at the Kokomo engine plant, two Stellantis transmission facilities in Kokomo, and an additional Stellantis transmission factory in the neighboring town of Tipton. The cascading effects of the strike would inevitably cripple the automobile industry and the extensive economy, exacerbating the global supply chain's existing challenges exacerbated by the persistent pandemic. A global vantage point. The imminent strike in Kokomo epitomizes the extensive labor tribulations encountered by industries worldwide recuperating from the disruptions triggered by the pandemic. As global economies regain momentum, there is a mounting demand for superior wages, benefits, and working conditions. Kokomo's predicament underscores the critical need for corporations to reassess their employee treatment strategies, particularly for those pivotal in sustaining the global supply chain. The international community will closely monitor the unfolding negotiations in Kokomo, as the outcome will not only impact the American automobile sector but also set a precedent for labor relations across the globe. Don't miss, U.S. auto strike. Tech surge meets economic and union hurdles.